Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is 2019, January 12th, Day 12th. Today's topic, money, money, money. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to work in you. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word, Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 8, verses 1 to 9, Genesis chapter 26, verse 17, to chapter 27, verse 46. Matthew chapter 9, verses 1 to 17. Proverbs 3, verses 9 to 10. Now, pause here. Please read all four passages first before reading my sharing. My listening. The topic I received from Jesus is money, money, money. There's a Chinese saying almost every Chinese know. Money is not everything, but without money, you can't do anything. The inspiration from today's four passages is only God is everything. Without God, you can't do anything. Today, Psalm 8 tells us about God's name is majestic. What is human being that He cares for us? Today's Genesis chapter 27 leads us to see the sinful human nature. Jacob was the second son and he cheated Esau and got his birthright many years ago. And in today's passage, he had his mother to help him to steal Esau's blessing. Why? Money. Fight for possessions in his own family. Today's Matthew talk about how Jesus called Matthew to follow him. And Matthew, as one of the tax collectors, and a name with all the tax collectors as a man of greedy and corruption. He laid down his money and power to follow Jesus and worship him as Lord, not money to lording him anymore. That's a miracle. Can we do that if we were Matthew? How can we know whether we are really following Jesus or in reality following money as our Lord and King? Today's Proverbs 3 verse 9 gives us the best answer to my question. The question is whether you have honored the Lord with your wealth or you honored yourself with your wealth. If you have honored the Lord with your wealth, then the promise of Proverbs 3, verses 9 to 10, will surely be a real promise all the way of your life. Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops, then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will brim over with new wine. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help me not to worship money as my Lord anymore, and that I can be willing to take action to honor you with my wealth and worship you as my Lord and King, so that I can live in your promise and blessing all the time of my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one. How do you deal with the challenge of whether Jesus is Lord or money is Lord? How did you get through? Number two, what is the next step of taking action to honor the Lord with your wealth? Number three, what have you heard from Jesus today? May the Lord bless you.